Hey guys, up next we're going to be recapping Project Runway Junior Season 2, Episode 9, Finale Part 1. Tyler and Hua duel for a place in the finale. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey guys, I'm your host, Michelle Uberest. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Uberest. And I'll be recapping Project Runway Junior today, Season 2, Episode 9, Finale Part 1. So, basically, last week, at the end of the episode, we are seeing Tyler and Hua in the bottom. And, you know, basically, Molly goes home and Tyler and Hua are still stuck there on the runway. And the judges are going to give them a second chance. So they get to go home and create a finale collection with the rest of the designers. All of the designers have to create a six-piece spring collection. They get 5 weeks and $4,000. And last week we talked to Chelsea, and she actually said they had to create these collections while they're in school. So they get a little less time, I think, than would be, you know, beneficial to them. But Tyler and Hua are especially concerned because they don't really know what each other is working on. They have to basically beat out their friend to make it into the finale. They get to take two looks out of their six-look collection and do a little preview for the judges. So that's basically what most of this episode is about. We don't really get to see what the other designers are working on, but we do get to meet with their families. So basically all five of the designers make it to FITM in Los Angeles, the Fashion Institute of Design and Merchandising, which actually FITM is sponsoring the show, and whoever wins this season will actually get a full paid scholarship to FITM. So they kind of get to have a little preview of the campus and, you know, hopefully get to, you know, see how things work there. They're sent home first, and they kind of have to document their own journey while they're making their collection, which I guess makes production pretty cheap. But we kind of get to see like a little insider view of how the designers are working. Usually Tim comes to their house and kind of helps them with their collection. This time they're kind of completely on their own until they show up the week before the finale. So we see all the kids at FITM with their families, and first we meet with Izzy and her family, and Tim comes up and greets everyone, and he kind of wants to learn about a little more about the designers and their families and what kind of created their aesthetic or what got them interested in fashion. And Tim asks Izzy's mom what really made her a fighter, because, you know, on the show, it's not just, you know, good if you're a good designer. You really have to be able to deal with the pressure and the time constraints and the social constructs of the show. It's not just going in and making something beautiful, you know, in your own time, in your own space. There's a lot of extra pressure to it. So Izzy basically tells Tim that when she was younger, she got into a ski accident. She ended up in the hospital and is just surprised she made it through this accident. She ended up with bones broken in her face, bones, you know, broken in her arms, and I guess it was pretty serious. So after that, she kind of took a different take on life where, you know, you kind of have to live every day to the fullest and you put things a little bit more into perspective and you, you know, do what you love in life. So she kind of took that as a second chance at life, which is pretty cool for someone that young to realize that so soon on. And I think that's kind of what, you know, she has a fighting spirit, and I think that, you know, really helped her get through in the competition. Next we meet with Chris and his mom, and they're just kind of exploring, you know, how did Chris get interested in fashion? He said he basically never made a runway look before in his life. He just likes to make clothes that people can wear at home, and he was actually interested in interior design, which I think, you know, when you learn different disciplines, it can be very beneficial to how you learn to do other things. I think it can help you, you know, in different disciplines across the board. And I think when you kind of dabble in different things, it helps your creativity grow a little bit. But the thing that kind of struck me was that Chris basically was learning how to make runway fashion while he was on the show, and he managed to stick around long enough to be able to master it, I think. I think he's probably one of the designers that grew the most from the show and, you know, really developed his style into something unique and tasteful and recognizable. So I really think that Chris... he really learned the most on the show, probably about all the designers, and he really took that opportunity to grow and listen to the critiques and kind of find his way. So that was kind of fun to see. Chelsea, of course, meets with Tim and her family, and he, you know, asks how everything is going, and Chelsea says basically she just started her collection a week before she arrived in Los Angeles. So, you know, we know that Chelsea works well last minute, and we don't really get to see her collection this week. I'm very excited to see it. We'll be seeing all her looks next week, but I'm curious to see, because I feel like the more time the better. I feel like some people do well under pressure, but at the same time, if you have time to go back and edit and step away and look at your work, that sometimes you can kind of make it a little better, and you get more ideas when you let it sink in a little bit on how you can improve either the cohesiveness or the pieces themselves or even the concept. So I'm interested to see next week how she pulled it all together. Hawa gets to meet with Tim and her family, and Tim asks her father how did you know when she was a creative soul? And he basically kind of goes on to explain, well, she wrote a book when she was in middle school. And she, you know, is a poet, and she's just interested in all of these different things. And it's really funny because Hua's reaction to that was, that book was terrible. And it was probably only a couple of years ago, but I like to see when people... designers grow as a person, and you look back and you really don't like what you've done. It's not that it's not good, but it's just that you've come so far over time, that you've been working on things and developing your aesthetic, or, you know, experimenting and finding out the kind of things you like. I think that you end up in a much more well-rounded place. And I think, you know, Hawa is probably one of the more creative designers that's left in this episode. She really loves color, which we know the judges always like, and I think she kind of has a unique take on things. And I think, although her work can skew a little costumey sometimes, I think it's all in the styling. And I think that her concepts, they go much farther than some of the other designers. They're newer, and I feel like they're not as, you know, contrived. I feel like a lot of the other designers have seen more of the fashion out there, and they tend to kind of, you know, emulate that. I think Hawa is coming from a more pure place when she designs. But you can't really teach that innate kind of creativity. I don't think that it's good for you to say, I'm just good at making clothes, and there's no creative thing behind it. She does struggle a little bit with the construction, but the ideas are there, and you can always turn the volume back. You can always learn how to edit, but if you have a lack of ideas, you just can't push that into something else. So I think that would do really well for her, and I think she does need to still learn a little bit more editing, but I think she has something there that's a little more special than a lot of designers I've seen out there. Up next, we have Tyler, and he and Tim meet with his two moms, and they basically proceed to tell Tim that, you know, Tyler, especially when he was 9, had a really rough time in school, being picked on, being threatened. He's just a little different for the type of community that, you know, he's surrounded in the South. And, you know, they're basically talking to, you know, Tim is saying, I think it's good when bad things happen because you can learn from that. You can build character. And I absolutely agree with that. I think, you know, as people, we always look at unfortunate circumstances as something to be shunned. But really, I think we have to be thankful for those in order to grow. We have to make mistakes. We have to go through things to learn who we are. And I think, you know, I'd feel sorry for someone who hasn't gone through trials in their life to kind of help build their character. Tyler also mentions that it was raining a lot when he was working on his collection, and the roof actually started leaking onto all his expensive, you know, white chiffon, all his pieces that he's been working on. We see a little snippet in his home video of the rain coming through the ceiling, and that was kind of a crisis moment, but he pulled it together. His mom actually helped him clean everything up, and everything was good. So, crisis averted. So basically, all of the designers, they meet up in the workroom at Fit'em, and they have a Just Fab styling wall with shoes, accessories, and so on. And then, of course, they have the Butter London makeup studio and hair. And so, basically, this whole episode focuses on Tyler and Hawa. The other designers are there, and they're being very encouraging, but this is all about the face-off between Tyler and Hawa. And it is really weird when you're on set and you have all these people that you've become friends with, but you've still had to compete against them. And you know one of them has to go home. And whoever it is, you're happy for your friend. You're also sad for yourself, or vice versa. So it is kind of a weird social construct, I think, to have, you know, not just the kids, but on the regular Project Runway, on All Stars, you actually are competing against your friends, and it's a very weird feeling. It's a lot of mixed feelings, I think. But these kids seem to handle it really well. First up, Tim waits with Hawa, and she proceeds to tell him that she's kind of inspired by the circus. She's kind of got her same thing aesthetic going on with the color blocking and the prints and the patterns, lots and lots of color. She's got ruffled collars. She's got oversized buttons. She's kind of got a jester thing going on with some of the pieces. And Tim seems to really like it. The only thing that he mentioned was one of the jackets, which was mostly black, looked a little boudoir. I don't really agree, but I didn't really like the jacket fit in with the rest of her pieces because it was the only piece that, to me, didn't have any color in it. It didn't really look like it belonged there, and it looked basically the same as the jacket that she does end up showing in the end of this episode. And I don't think it's good to kind of cannibalize your own looks. Hawa's really happy with her critique. She feels much better. And then Tyler gets his critique with Tim, and his pieces are mostly kind of a white chiffon, and then he throws in colors. He's got some blue, light blue, and some dark blue, and some yellow, which it looks very spring. It's definitely a spring collection. And, you know, some of the judges mentioned that it looks a little southern, which I could kind of get, but I think it's just more of a conservative look for, you know, women that either, you know, want to cover up, or, you know, older women that just, they want to look nice, but they don't want plunging necklines and so on. Tyler tells Tim that he was kind of inspired by Van Gogh and some of his floral paintings, which Tim basically says there's a disconnect. And I feel that way too. When I was looking at Tyler's pieces, I did not feel like they were inspired by Van Gogh. I didn't feel the movement. I think that he took such a small aspect of, you know, one of Van Gogh's paintings that there's no way that you could pull that inspiration, that no one would ever guess. So basically, he's got all these kind of basic pieces, and he has a custom embroidery done to it with a local embroidery person in the South. And it's floral, it's flowers, and he's also got bees. but it just looks like flowers. I don't understand the Van Gogh reference. But I think, you know, it, like he said, I'll change it to tell the judges it's a jumping off point. It is a jumping off point, but I would never say it's inspired by Van Gogh. It is basically just flowers. And, you know, I like the bees and some of the pieces, and I think that makes it a little more fun, but I think it also skews a little older. Not necessarily in a bad way, but something that I feel like I could find in my grandmother's closet, possibly. So I don't know if that's a good thing or not, but it just depends on Tyler's customer. So basically, they get to work, you know, all the other designers are just working on their looks, I guess, while Tyler and Hawa are kind of, you know, working on presenting their little preview of the two looks. Tyler and Hua go on, to meet with the judges. They show two looks. Let's take a look real quick at the looks. So this one is Hua's first look. She basically made a jumpsuit, and the front is kind of checkered like a jester costume, but it's more of a long and lean jumpsuit and a print and a yellow, and then she's got a big ruffled collar on it. When the model turns around, she has basically taken all these bright colors and just patchworked the back of the jumpsuit. So it's kind of a little bit of a surprise when we see the model turn around. Her second look is still very circusy. She has a big ruffled skirt with the color blocking and a jacket. It's kind of a crop jacket with ruffles down the sleeves. She's got a cute crop top under it that we don't end up seeing until the judges ask her to take the jacket off, but it's kind of matches the skirt where it's color blocked black and baby blue and lavender. And I kind of like this look better without the jacket because the skirt feels more like the statement piece to me then. It looks a little more fashion. It looks a little more edited to me, but the jacket is a cute idea, and she definitely did take the time to try to do a little bit more interesting construction with, you know, her 5 weeks that she got to work on these garments, since we know that she is lacking a little bit. She probably just has, you know, a lot less experience than Tyler with the construction. It's not horrible by any means, but I think that she really tried to step up her game, because on the show you only get, you know, really a couple of hours to work on the look. So she went home and really thoughtfully added details that she could kind of show that she's trying to do some more interesting construction at a higher quality. So I don't think, I don't know, this is really hard to interpret as a collection, because you can tell it's all Hawa, but there's really no thread running through it besides the circus theme, which really, I feel like any of her garments from the entire season could be put into this collection and called circus. But, you know, the colors, the fabrics, she probably has 50 fabrics for this collection. And the colors, I mean, she's got every color of the rainbow. So I feel like I wish she would have taken just a little more time to make a cohesive collection. I do like the variety, but I think it's just a little bit too much. Let's take a look at Tyler's, because to me, Tyler's didn't have enough variety. His first look he put up was a baby blue dress with flower embroidery on the chest. And he made this really cool jacket that's a dark blue jacket. And he took the bees, the bee embroidery, and kind of have them coming out of the pocket to go to the flower on the dress, which is really cool. I think I'm really glad that he showed this jacket, because to me, when he was showing Tim all his looks, the jacket was the most interesting. I just thought it was cool the way the bees are coming out of the pocket. They look like they're swarming, and then matching it with the dress, with the flower on the chest. I thought that was the most interesting piece. And that being said, these are still pretty basic pieces. I kind of started to wonder about Tyler halfway through the season. He seems to me more like a tailor, and although he is creative, I feel like his strong suit is not necessarily creating, but like the construction and the tailoring that goes into his clothing is immaculate. It's better than a lot of, you know, even the adult designers on Project Runway. I think he's had a lot of experience. I don't know how you can get that much experience at 17, but his construction is immaculate. But I fail to kind of see where the design is. And, you know, the judges brought this up too, where basically Tyler, this entire show, has been showing us all kinds of different aesthetics. If I had to try and nail down and describe what Tyler's aesthetic is, I don't know what it is. I couldn't tell you definitively what would describe Tyler's signature look, or, you know, what type of fabrics he likes to use, because he's used everything. He's done drastically different silhouettes. I just don't see a signature there, and although I think these clothes are beautifully made, and they are beautiful, I don't think this is a runway show. All of the pieces end up looking the same to me. There's not a lot of variation. All of the pieces have the flower embroidery. There is color, and it definitely looks like a spring collection, but I just don't feel like there's enough design infused. It doesn't make me excited. I don't feel like that wow when the models come out on the runway. Let's take a look at his second look. I mean, I love the colors that he chose. Yellow is great, and I love the blue. I think the blue is more wearable, but I think it's great to have those in a collection. It's a little bit interesting. The second look, he basically made a jumpsuit out of the yellow with the embroidery on the collar and the legs, and then he kind of did a white off-the-shoulder chiffon, kind of a drapey long top to put over the top of it, which is a little bit interesting, but the bodies themselves are very basic. I don't really like that he used these kind of flat tennis shoes with his looks. Maybe if he would have dressed it up a little more, or maybe changed the styling, it would have done him a little bit of a favor. But I still don't think Tyler was really living up to his potential. And so, you know, the judges pretty much agreed. And I can tell that the judges really had a hard time deciding, because Tyler, for me, was one of the top, like, in the very beginning when I saw his designs and his work, I was like, he's definitely going to be in the finale. He might win this. But I think there's a time where you kind of take that, you know, for granted. And I don't think Tyler, you know, tried to take it for granted, but I think that he kind of relied on the fact that he knows he's good, and he kind of phoned it in, and I'm not sure he feels that way. I'd be interested to ask him now, after some time has passed, if he would change anything or not. Of course, every time you get, you know, the boot, you always say, I love it, and I'm going to stand by it. But I definitely changed my mind when I got the boot. So I think it'd be interesting to hear from Tyler what's really going on in his mind about it now. But he definitely had a good run, and I think that he probably gained a lot of interest just from being on the show, and he knows he's good. So Hua goes on to the final, and, you know, the judges are kind of tore up trying to choose between them, but I think they made the right choice. And so Hua goes on to the final along with Chris, Izzy, and Chelsea. And we will get to see all of the final collections next week. They have an awesome runway at FITM. We'll get to see all the looks. If you guys have any questions, any comments, please tweet me or comment on my Instagram. You can find me at Uberest, UBERRESTE. And we'll see you guys at the finale next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.